In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah? You like putting stickers on cars?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Yeah, I got a video of you. You don't know?
No.
Okay. That's fascinating.
I'm curious what your motive is here, because like I get in the car with my kids, there's curse words people are putting on my car.
Yeah, remember that video from back on May 2nd is when I aired that for the first time. Video of a Tesla vandal being caught red-handed over in Kirkwood. And the question that the day was, why hasn't this individual been charged with vandalism? Here we are almost 2 weeks later on the 14th of May. And we may finally have some movement in this case. I've got Christian Kirk on the phone with me this morning. He's the owner of the car in question, and he's the one that took that video. Christian, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. You and I have traded a few text messages over the past couple weeks where I've kind of been seeing if there's an update to this story, because this has been a nationwide problem with, you know, people's personal cars being vandalized, defaced by people who just happen to disagree with the guy that owned the company that you bought that car from.
100%. Yeah, it's weird. And I guess, I received a call last night from the prosecutor in Kirkwood, and their angle on this is harassment. And they're going to be charging him. And based again, which is weird because they couldn't do it on property damage, which is frustrating because if he would have stickered me once and I had caught him, they wouldn't have really been able to do much, apparently. But because he did it on two separate days, they're going with harassment, which is interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, just out of interest, did the prosecutor say what kind of offense that is? Is that a misdemeanor? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, it's misdemeanor. I mean, he was like, listen, you're not going to ruin this guy's life or anything. He's just probably going to have a fine in community service. I'm not sure it may stay on his records, which, you know, I think it should.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because, just so people know, you posted this video to a page that is created for local Tesla owners right here in St. Louis.
Correct.
So other people have complained about similar problems in other areas.
Yes. I mean, it's widespread. And what's weird is it's widespread with that individual. But mind you, this has happened to me multiple times with different people. I just didn't catch them. A woman did it to me at Trader Joe's a couple weeks prior. And then I had a kid do it at the gym. And I actually caught him. but I didn't videotape it. So, he apologized, which is funny.
But you caught all that on the cameras on your car, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I think the definition of stupidity is to walk around in the world and not realize that of any car you could decide to go up and mess with. You don't want to do it to a Tesla because they have cameras at every angle.
It's very weird. And I think up to this point, maybe they didn't think there would be consequences, because even in my mind, I'm going, what are the consequences for these people? When the one kid at the gym wrote F-U-C, you know, Elon on my car in like in the dust or whatever. And I talked to the Frontenac police and they were like, yeah, we're not doing anything. And they didn't do anything. Huh. And this was like a month or two ago, but this one was so egregious. And honestly, with the help of the community, I mean, just getting that video out there and the fact that it got so much visibility, that's really what lit a fire under this. Without question.
Well, I'm glad that something's happening. I personally think it should probably be more than just a harassment charge, but I mean, I'm not in the prosecutor's shoes who's going to have to go take this to a court somewhere. The guy that did it, until the prosecutor files it, I'm not going to say his name on the radio. His first name is Bill. We know that. He works at Washington University. And the interesting thing about that is the university has now scrubbed his bio from the university's pages, but they won't tell us if he still works there or not. I assume that he does. He's like a senior analyst or something.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you their emails got lit up pretty heavily, and so yeah, they had to scrub it. But it's pretty interesting that they're not taking any ownership for this dude working there. Which is funny.
I mean, and I know your goal is maybe not to affect his livelihood or see him get fired or whatever the case may be. But as you mentioned, he's done this in other municipalities. So there are other Tesla owners in different towns other than Kirkwood who've had their cars touched by this guy as he put F Elon stickers all over them. I wonder if there's any chance of the U.S. attorney getting involved in this. Have you heard from anyone?
So I did, one of them slipped into my DMs, which is hilarious. And there was just a little bit of back and forth, and it was just, let me know if you need anything.
Wow.
It definitely, there's been some inquiries, and you know, I'm just playing it cool because it looks as though Kirkwood's taking care of it, and props to Kirkwood, because the guy, you know, the prosecutor said, we don't want that here in Kirkwood.
Yeah.
So that was refreshing to hear, you know.
It gets back to people being held accountable for their actions. This guy was very bold about this, and you caught him. Was it 2 days in a row, or it was one day, and then you went back there a couple days later and decided to park in the same spot, see if it happened again?
Correct, yeah. He was just on my camera the first time, and I didn't catch him. And I just, yeah, I knew if I went back to the same place, he'd do it. And I kind of kept my notifications on, and I got the buzz, and that's how I was able to, like, confront him personally.
Christian Kirk, listen, I appreciate you making this video public and drawing people's attention to it. It's an irritating trend across the country. Just because people don't like the manufacturer or the guy that owns the company that made your Tesla. Is it what do you drive? You drive one of the trucks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have
so.
The truck.
Yeah, and I'm driving down the interstate the other day, and I wish I had gotten a picture of it, but there was somebody that I could see where it had been damaged on the back. I could see where somebody had scratched something in the paint. And again, I'd love to know the story behind that and if anybody was ever held responsible for it.
God, yeah, I mean, that's a good question. And that's what's so frustrating. It's because independently of all the politics, they're cool toys, they're cool vehicles. And, you know, really, like when you talk about like goal, my goal with this wasn't like to ruin this guy's life. It's mainly for somebody who's on the fence who wants to buy a cool thing, not to feel persuaded by these like loud people that are, you know, making it annoying to make a decision. Buy the cool thing. Enjoy what you want. Don't worry about what people think.
Well,
you
know? we're looking forward to whatever comes out of the Kirkwood prosecutor's office, hopefully today. And I'll keep on top of that here. Christian, if you get any updates, please let me know.
100%.
Sir, thank you for your time.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. You too. I appreciate it.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.